Welcome to Evening Prayer for Monday, November 28th, 2022, the first Monday in Advent. Stay with us, Lord, for it is evening and the day is almost over. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The Hymn to Christ the Light. O radiant light, O sun divine, of God the Father's deathless face, O image of the light sublime that fills the heavenly dwelling place. O Son of God, the source of life, praise is your due by night and day. Our happy lips must raise the strain of your esteemed and splendid name. Lord Jesus Christ, as daylight fades, as shine the lights of eventide, we praise the Father with the Son, the Spirit blessed, and with them one. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe, creator of light and darkness. In this holy season, when the sun's light is swallowed up by the growing darkness of the night, you renew your promise to reveal among us the splendor of your glory, made flesh and visible to us in Jesus Christ your Son. Through the prophets, you teach us to hope for his reign of peace. Through the outpouring of your Spirit, you give sight to our souls, that we may see your glory in the presence of Christ. Strengthen us where we are weak, support us in our efforts to do your will, and free our tongues to sing your praise, for to you all honor and blessing are due, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 141. O Lord, I call to you. Come to me quickly. Hear my voice when I cry to you. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. Set a watch before my mouth, O Lord, and guard the door of my lips. Let not my heart incline to any evil thing. Let me not be occupied in wickedness with evildoers, nor eat of their sweet foods. Let the righteous strike me. Their rebukes, as oil upon the head, are not to be refused. Yet my prayers are continually against the deeds of the wicked. Let their rulers be thrown down upon the stones, that they may hear my words, for they are sweet. Just as one who tills the earth breaks the rock, so let their bones be scattered at the mouth of the grave. But my eyes are turned to you, Lord God. In you I take refuge. Strip me not of my life. Guard me from the trap that they have laid for me, and from the snares of evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I alone pass through. Let the incense of our repentant prayer ascend before you, O God, and let your loving kindness descend upon us, that with purified hearts we may sing your praises, with the church on earth and the whole heavenly host, and may glorify you for ever and ever. Psalm 91. You who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, you will say to the Lord, my refuge and my stronghold, my God in whom I put my trust. For God will rescue you from the snare of the hunter and from the deadly plague. God's wings will cover you, and you will find refuge beneath them. God's faithfulness will be your shield and defense. You shall not fear any terror in the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the plague that stalks in the darkness, nor the sickness that lays waste at noon. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only have to look with your eyes, and you will see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your habitation, no evil will befall you, nor shall affliction come near your dwelling. For God will give the angels charge over you, to guard you in all your ways. Upon their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion, cub, and viper. You will trample down the lion and the serpent. I will deliver those who cling to me. I will uphold them, because they know my name. They will call me, and I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. With long life will I satisfy them and show them my salvation. Into your hands we commend ourselves, O God, our bodies and souls, and all that is ours. Give your holy angels charge over us, so that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Psalm 129. Greatly have they oppressed me since my youth, let Israel now say. Greatly have they oppressed me since my youth, but they have not prevailed against me. The farmers plowed upon my back and made their furrows long. The Lord, the righteous one, has cut the cords of the wicked. Let them be put to shame and thrown back, all those who are enemies of Zion. Let them be like grass upon the housetops, which withers before it can be plucked, which does not fill the hand of the reaper, nor the arms of the one who binds the sheaves, so that those who go by do not say, "The blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord." Lord Jesus, your death broke the bonds of sin and death, and by your wounds we are healed. Send us your blessing, and strengthen us by your power and grace, that we may praise you now and forever. A reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke. One day, as Jesus was teaching the people in the temple and proclaiming the good news, the chief priests and the scribes came with the elders and said to him, "Tell us, by what authority are you doing these things? Who is it who gave you this authority?" He answered them, "I will also ask you a question, and you tell me. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" They discussed it with one another, saying, "If we say, 'From heaven,' he will say, 'Why did you not believe him?' But if we say, 'Of human origin,' all the people will stone us, for they are convinced that John was a prophet." So they answered that they did not know where it came from. Then Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things." Repent and return to God. The realm of heaven is at hand. Thanks be to God. The Canticle of Mary. Fear not, Mary, you have found favor with the Lord. Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For you, Lord, have looked with favor on your lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. You, the Almighty, have done great things for me, and holy is your name. You have mercy on those who fear you from generation to generation. Fear not, Mary, you have found favor with the Lord. Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. Alleluia. You have shown strength with your arm and scattered the proud in their conceit, casting down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. You have filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. Fear not, Mary, you have found favor with the Lord. Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. Alleluia. You have come to the aid of your servant Israel to remember the promise of mercy, the promise made to our forebears, to Abraham and his children forever. Fear not, Mary, you have found favor with the Lord. Behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. Alleluia. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, O Lord, the lifting of my hands as an evening sacrifice. We rejoice in your generous goodness, O God, and celebrate your lavish gifts to us this day, for you have shown your love in giving Jesus Christ for the salvation of the world. Especially we give thanks for the faith, life, and worship of the Church, for the sky above us and the water around us, for people who have helped us this day, for occasions for our work to help others, for surprises that have blessed us. Gracious God, we know you are close to all in need, and by our prayers for others we come closer to you. We are bold to claim for others your promises of new life in Jesus Christ, as we claim them for ourselves. Especially we pray for the Roman Catholic Church, for the victims of violence or warfare, for those who are hungry and thirsty, for those who share what they have with others, for the healing of those who are sick. God of the prophets, you sent your messenger into the wilderness of Jordan to prepare human hearts for the coming of your Son. Help us to prepare for Christ's coming and to hear the good news and repent, that we may be ready to welcome the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Bless the Lord. The Lord's name be praised.